frustrating finish here for Donegal, and Waterford go into the Oscar Traynor Cup final. The final score here, Donegal 2, Waterford 3. And just as I speak, Donegal manager John Francis Dugan appears to have received a red card for remonstrating with the referee Sean Finn at the conclusion of the game. It promised to be so much better early on in the game, and the Donegal attack at 8 minutes put them in front. Adrian Delap was fouled, Joel Gorman whipping the cross in, and coming into the far post was the captain Matty Crossan, whose header lobbed the keeper into the back of the net, and it was 1-0 to Donegal. They had to put up Waterford attacks on occasions, but Matty Crossan led that defence as they were solid throughout. But Waterford were getting more threatening as the game went on, and eventually got their equaliser on 43 minutes. Adam Mazoud was growing in influence on the right flank, but came into the centre, chipping the ball into space, and it was Conor Whittle that was able to take it on the edge of the penalty box, lobbing Mark McGinley, and the sides within at half time 1-1 apiece. The Donegal goalkeeper, a change from the last day with Blake Forkin not available, was superb throughout this game, making numerous saves, and he also made one 2 minutes into the second half when Paul Boyle was adjudged to have fouled Mark O'Keefe. The free from Waterford's Conor Whittle found the head of Darren Walsh, but it was into the hands of the Donegal goalkeeper. McGinley started an attack straight away down towards the far corner. Adrian Delap involved again. He held the ball up for Michael Funston 30 yards out from the right, and he drilled the ball low into the back of the net, and Donegal led this game by 2-1. It was an advantage they held up until about 20 minutes to go, but a turning point in this game was an injury for Michael Funston, forced to go off the field of play. Waterford got 2 goals to overturn the deficit. The first came from Mark O'Keefe. Adam Conway with the ball, played the Mark O'Keefe in behind the defence, 1-on-1 with the Donegal goalkeeper. He just poked the ball into the back of the net, and it was 2 goals apiece. And then while Waterford were attacking on 74 minutes, the ball ping-ponging around, even Adam Conway was involved. They came out to Luke Walsh, and Luke Walsh with a sweet slot into the top corner of the net, and Waterford led this game by 3-2. Donegal did not give up as they emptied the bench looking for opportunities to save this game. They did have chances, Darren McIlwain not getting the touch that he needed on one opportunity. There was another chance at the end while the Waterford defence held firm. Donegal will not be going back into the Oscar Traynor Trophy final, not to be for this season after a memorable run that brought them to the semi-final. But it's Waterford that will advance to take on Mayo or Sligo Leitrim. They play in the other semi-final next week, and the final score here in that Lone Town Stadium, disappointment, frustration and defeat for Donegal. It finished Donegal League 2, Waterford and District League 3.